Good morning. Welcome, everybody, to the second annual Fathers and Grandfathers Yachikala. For those who have been here before, welcome back. For those who are here for the first time, welcome to 400 Mount Wilson Lane, Yeshiva Sde Yisrael. Hope you enjoy your time here. It's a very special opportunity to see where your children, grandchildren spend some of their time and meet some of their Rebbeim. Without further ado, we apologize. The Manal or Barrel Weiss Board was unable to be here this morning. He's feeling a little bit under the weather. We are privileged to have our Pinchas Jerkowitz, the Sgan Manal, to give the Rebbe Psicha.
Ruchem Abon B'Shem Hashem. It's a schus and a pleasure to see parents and grandparents come to honor the children, the yeshiva, with their presence. A day that could be used for other things, but they want to dedicate. It shows what their mission is and how they brought up their children and gives kayaches for the children and the yeshiva to be able to continue to where they want to bring their children. When a parent has girls, it's easy. They spend more time with their girls to be machanach them. But a boy, they send away at an early age, and they invest, and they hope that the yeshiva should carry on what they would like to the children to develop in. But so coming to today gives the children, the bachrim, the chizik, that's how much they appreciate and back what they're doing. It gives the yeshiva the kayach. It shows them their interest. And most of all, it shows the Ribbono Shel Olam and gives Siyata Deshmaya to be able to, for the Bachrim to be able to develop into Bnei Torah. So, but it goes much deeper than this. The yachas that a parent has to the children in the development of Torah is not just the days that they come to show and the effort that they did till now, but it's continuous. The Malbim of this week's parsha, when Avraham Avinu told Eliezer, Vashpiacha, made him swear, Ash like leishikach ish v'bneis ha-kanani, we should go to Eretz Moladti. The Malbim says, brings down Aran. The Aran says that there are two kinds of mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah that just affect the nefesh and the munah. Then there are mitzvahs that affect the nefesh and the guf. And the mitzvahs that affect the nefesh and the guf are mitzvahs that are transmitted to the children. And he gives a mashal, kas. Kas is anger. The blood boils. A reaction takes place in the guf. And that makes a reishim in the guf and gives over and is mishtalashit and it transmits to the children. The same thing with midas tayves. Midas tayves, when the parent is refined and he works on his midas, those midas tayves go into the children. So even though the Eretz Moladti, the children of Nachar and Terach, were their munah might not have been so great, but the midas were. The Bnei Kanani, the Kananim, had bad midas. And those bad midas are something that affect the children, not only in their character, but also in their development in Torah. The Rabbeinu Bachya says in Parshas Yisroi that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to gather together Zakenim, it says, Anshe Emes Sainei Votza. So the Rabbeinu Bachya says, these are midas. He says, Boyu Re'ei, come and see how the Torah describes our tzadikim and neviim in the Torah. It says, Noach is tzadik, Yaakov is tam, Moshe anav ma'od. The description of the gedolim in the Torah, the way the Torah describes our the people that give us the Torah and everything to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam are described with midos. Anav ma'oid ish tam ish tzadik. So the Rebbe Bacha says she'ein ikar hachachma el yosha midos. Midos are not just to refine the person in order that he should be a clay kibul to be able to be mekabel the Torah and the Torah should stick with them, but the midos give him the chachma eventually after he sits and learns and he's miyagei in Torah with the character, it goes into the character and his development in the chachma sa Torah is a different chachma. So the time that a parent has with his children, even a bachar that he sends away at an early age, but the time that he has with his children when they're younger and in development of the midos, that's ongoing. That's something that his chachma, his Torah day in and day out that he's learning in yeshiva is that much greater because of the midos that he was transmitted from his parents. And they're mamish together with the yeshiva b'shutves b'dayoyim b'yoyim every single day. It's the parents, even though they're not with them, but they're the reason why, a strong reason why the development of their son in Torah is happening, and to grow into Talmidei Chachamim. We hope that this day is a fruitful day for you. That Mesiras Nefesh produces something for you to go away with. It shows your children how much you love them and you care for them, what they're doing in Torah, and walk away with renewed charge and strength for your Avodas Hashem. And when we see you, Mitzvah Hashem, next time, if not in Yerushalayim, b'meheru yameinu.